Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we begin the fourth paragraph of Maseches Maisos, and the Mishnah tells us as follows. Meaning, we're continuing to go through different things that are koveya from Maiser. So we've discussed a lot of different things that are koveya from Maiser, bringing it into your house, bringing it into your chatzer, all sorts of different things that are koveya. You know, taking trumos from it, selling it. You know, so we've been on this topic for a while, but now we're going to talk about other things that are koveya from Maiser, such as hakovish hasholik v'maleach chay. Once you pickle or you cook or you salt food, then it becomes chayiv ma'isros. It's no longer considered just an achilas arai. That's going to be mutter. It's everything. It's koveya. Everything is considered now to be chayiv ma'isros. There is no achilas arai that is mutter anymore. Hamechamin ba'adama potter. However, if you just put some fruit in the ground to get it to ripen more quickly, that is not koveya for ma'isros. You still let a snack on it, because even though it gets heated a little bit from the hot soil, that's not considered cooking. Only if you cook it, it becomes chayv maestros. Hametabel basada potter. If you dip some food into some of the fruit or vegetables into salt or vinegar or something like that, and you're out in the field, that is potter from maestros. You're still allowed to snack on it, because even though we said that if you're maleach, if you salt something, if you're kovesh, you know, you soak something in vinegar, that's mechayiv. That's if you dip the entire thing and you salt the entire vegetable, you pickle the entire vegetable. Over here, it's just that you're dipping it in a dip. That's not the same. That's not going to be mechayev. Haputzeh azesim sheyetze mehem hasraf pater. If, let's say, you crush olives a little bit in order to take some of the bitterness out of the olives, because olives are extremely bitter. That's why I can't stand eating olives, but olives are extremely, extremely bitter. So maybe you could crush them a little bit, so some of the juice comes out, takes away a little bit of the bitterness, so that you're pater from maisos. You're still allowed to snack on them, because that's not considered that you cooked it or you pickled it or you salted it or anything like that. Now, all of that is if you're out in the field. Now the Mishnah transitions, and what if you're in the chatzer? So we already learned that the chatzer could be koveya, but only if something had a shtickel gemar melacha, right? We said it didn't need to have a full gemar melacha, but at least a shtickel gemar melacha. It had to have, like, that you have a pile of two of them, and that's already considered like a gemar melacha. So what kind of produce in the house and the chatzer is considered to have had a gemar malacha? So asochet zesim al basaro pater. If you squeeze some zesim onto your skin to get some oil on your skin, and you're doing that in the chatzer or in your bayis, it's still going to be pater. You're still allowed a snack on it, because that's not considered a gemar malacha. But imsachet v'nachson l'toch yado chayiv. But if you gather some oil into your hand, then you're going to be chayiv. That's considered to be a gemar malacha. Hamekafe l'tavshil. If a person, you take off a little bit of the grape seeds and skins that, right, when we put grapes into a dish and some skins and seeds rise to the top of the pot, and you skim it off, leaving only the juices, otherwise known as wine, in the dish, pater. That's still pater from Maisos, because skimming the wine that's mixed in with something, with other food, is not considered to be a gemar melacha on the wine. But l'kedera chayv, but if you pour wine into an empty pot that doesn't have other ingredients, so then you actually gather wine together in a pot, then that is a gemar melech, and that's going to be chayiv mipnei shu kibar katan. You know, just like when you have a wine press and the wine ends up in a bar at the bottom of the wine press, that is a gemar melecha. So if you have a little bit of a little bowl or a little pot that has wine gathered in it, that's like a mini bar, and therefore it's going to be considered to be a gemar melecha. Mishnah Beis, Tinoko Shetamdu Te'inim L'Shabbos. Another thing that's koveh for Maisos is Shabbos, meaning you're allowed to snack on foods that don't have Trumas Maisos taken from them during the week. But on Shabbos, even a snack is considered to be an Achilas Keva. So Shabbos is one of those things that's koveh for Maisos. What our Mishnah discusses is, what if it's not yet Shabbos, but you put something aside for Shabbos? Does that already give it the status of something that's Chayiv in Maisos, where any amount of eating is going to be considered an achilas keva? So tinokos shetamnu teinim l'Shabbos. If you have little kids that put away figs that they want to save up for Shabbos, for their Shabbos party, times are different then. They didn't used to have like 18 colors in their in their package of Skittles or something in order for it to be Shabbos party worthy. Figs were also Shabbos party worthy. V'shachu la'asran, and they forgot to take maestros from them. Lo ye'achlu matzoi Shabbos ad she'ye'asru. You're not allowed to eat those figs on Motzoi Shabbos until you do take Maestros from them. Meaning, there's no Chiv Maestros until Shabbos comes. But once Shabbos comes, the Chiv Maestros sets in and it stays. Even if Shabbos is over and they ended up not eating those figs at the Shabbos party because someone gave them good snacks, still they're Chayiv in Maestros when Shabbos is over. Kalkelas Shabbos, if you have a basket that you, a fruit that you, that an adult put aside to be used for Shabbos, so that might be different than children. Beishamai Potrin, Beishamai says until Shabbos it's still put for Maestros because you might change your mind and you might not use it for Shabbos. Bisil Mechayvin, Bisil says no, adults when they put something aside for Shabbos are going to save it for Shabbos. Children when they put aside figs for Shabbos, they'll save it till they get hungry next, and if they get hungry next on Thursday, they'll eat it Thursday. So when it comes to children putting something aside for Shabbos, it's not Yechayv and Maestros. But Bisil holds adults put something aside for Shabbos, it is in fact going to be Chayv and Maestros. Even if you pick a fruit basket to send to your friend, that's enough to make it chayiv in maestros, because once you decide that you're going to send it as a gift basket, you're not going to change your mind, and therefore the chayiv maestros immediately takes effect. So even if you do change your mind and you decide not to send it as a gift, the bartender points out, you're still going to be chayiv. It's just like the kalkeles ha-shabbos. So to quickly review the first two Mishnayos of the fourth parak, the Mishnah Aleph taught us that if you're kovish or sholik or maleach a produce, if you soak or pickle or salt or cook a food, it's going to be chayiv in maestros. But if you just dip it in some vinegar or something, then it's not going to be chayiv in maestros. We also learned that if you are in a that if you crush some olives to take some of the bitterness out, so you're potter for maestros. That's not enough to be mechayiv. It's not the same as cooking. If you squeeze a little olive oil onto your skin, even in a chatzer, that's not considered to be a gemar melacha, and therefore it's not yet chayiv in maestros. But if you gather some olive oil, it is. And the same with wine. If you squeeze a little into a dish, it's going to be potter for maestros. But if you gather some in a dish without other ingredients, just in a pot without other ingredients, then the wine is going to be chayiv in maestros. And Mishnah Beis, we learned that if children put away figs for Shabbos, and it's not going to be chayiv in maestros until Shabbos actually comes. Once Shabbos comes, it becomes chayiv in maestros even on Motzai Shabbos. If you have a basket of fruit that an adult put away for Shabbos, that's machlokes b'sham b'shilul, whether it's chayiv in maestros. B'shamay says, not yet, not until Shabbos comes. And Basil says even before Shabbos comes, because an adult is unlikely to change his mind. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that even if it's a basket of fruit that you intended to send as a gift basket to somebody else, it's going to be chayiv in maestros even before Shabbos comes. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.